Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Ted Williams, Scott Spears coming at you live and in person here on a Getaway Friday night, last Friday in the month of April, April the 29th, 2022, 13 minutes past the hour, 60 degrees, mostly cloudy skies. Looks like it's going to be a great weekend. The sun is still out, the kids are still out, and it feels like we're about to leave April showers behind and maybe go into May flowers on Sunday. Angie Evers joins me live in studio tonight. Angie, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing okay. As long as we get some May flowers, I'll be doing good.
All right. Well, we've got a new mic system here tonight, so if somebody wants to give us a call and let us know how we sound, that would be great. 740-751-4038. Can you hear both of us? Because we've had issues with this in the past, and we don't want to get too far along in the show without being able to hear one or the other of us.
Well, we've had to share a microphone for the past few weeks, and so I have my own mic, so I don't know if you can hear me or not.
Well, your levels are going up and down, so that has to be a good sign.
So we just have to wait for somebody to let us know.
Give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. Can you hear us both okay? If you can, I think we will be in business.
Now, let me tell everybody, it is hard to share a phone with Mr. Scott Spears.
And we're getting a call. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. How are you tonight?
Doing good. How are you, Phyllis?
I'm good, except my allergies are killing me.
You know, these last few days have been rough.
They have. Did you get somebody to mow your yard?
You know, I haven't yet. I got to get some. I'm still looking.
I've got a number.
Oh, okay.
I've got a number. This guy's really good. Last year, he had 30-some yards, and he does not use a rider. He pushes a mower. So if you want his number, I can give it to you.
Yeah, what is that?
It's 740-341-7214, and his name is Billy. He's about close to 50, I'd say. Good worker.
I'll have to give him a call. Yeah, I got to get somebody to get out here and mow. It's getting pretty rough out here.
Yeah, so, and you guys sound great.
Good, good. Well, I'm glad to hear it.
So, I'll be listening.
Hope you feel better, Phyllis.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
And we sound good. Phyllis is a great lady. I like Phyllis quite a bit. And her husband, Larry. She's suffering from these allergies. I'm telling you, it's a bad season.
Yeah, we all have allergies right now.
I think I've developed a case.
I take Flonase nasal spray. I'm on Singulair, and I take Loratadine. I'm allergic to trees, grass, pollen, dust
mites. I think they took that at Woodstock.
What?
Loratadine.
Oh, you think?
I think so.
I think they took a little bit more than Loratadine. I think they were doing some other type of grass. Or something like that.
Well, I don't know anything about that. 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz. You didn't do your announcement. We're going to go to the news desk now for the weekend update with Angie Evers. Go ahead, Angie.
Am I the new news lady here?
Yes, you are.
Okay.
Can you say WWGH?
WWGH.
There we go.
Food giveaway this Saturday, April 30th. Richland Road, Church of Christ. 535 Richland. Didn't I read this last week?
No, I just got that this week.
535 Richland Road. Parking lot opens up at 8 o'clock a.m. and the giveaway starts at 9 o'clock a.m. We have about 30,000 pounds of food to give away. Wow.
Now, how much is 30,000 pounds of food? I mean, is that like fruitcake? That's like three fruitcakes.
Only three?
Three. Three fruit, and that's, you know.
Each fruitcake is 10,000 pounds.
Maybe two and a half. Maybe two and a half. You're right. Two and a half fruitcakes probably are 30,000 pounds of food.
Hmm. Well.
In any event, tell people when the Marion County Fair will be.
So this year, the Marion County Fair is going to be a little bit different. It's going to start on July the 4th, and it runs through July the 9th at the Marion County Fairgrounds. So.
Now, how do you think that's going to work out?
I don't know. Hopefully it does okay. It'll be weird starting off the fair with fireworks instead of closing the fair with fireworks. But we shall see. It may be okay. So, April 29th, 30th. Oh, there's a pig show going on at the fairgrounds.
Pig show.
Wait, what is today?
The 29th.
Okay, yeah. April 2022. There's a pig show, Ohio Pig Show, in the Evers Arena.
What's the date?
The 29th and 30th at the fairgrounds.
What is a pig show?
I don't know. I'm guessing that people show their pigs in the Evers Arena. I don't know if it's a competition. Oh, it's also on May the 1st, so it's all weekend.
Well, that's exciting. I bet that's sold out.
It probably is. And I know a lot of the kids have weigh-ins for their animals this weekend, the goats and the sheep. Which I will be there tomorrow at the fairgrounds for that.
Getting ready for the fair, coming up just about 2 months away.
Yep, and then the elections are on the 3rd.
Oh, they are on the 3rd, next Tuesday. And we'll be live with election coverage on Tuesday night, starting at 7:10 a.m. Polls will close at 7:30, and we'll find out who's going to win.
And you know, Harding's graduating this year on May the 22nd. And then River Valley's graduation is the 27th, both at the Coliseum.
I don't think I know anybody graduating from any of those schools, so I doubt I will be in attendance.
I will not be either. I don't think I know anybody graduating either.
Now, we went to the Tony Danza concert last Friday or Saturday night. I had a great time. What'd you think?
Yeah, he did a good job. He did some music, singing, tap dancing. He played his ukulele. He sang. And he did a couple little jokes.
I thought he was sharp as a tack. I think Tony Danza, I have a whole new appreciation for Tony Danza. I think he's talented.
And we did get to meet him, and he was really nice. He's a pretty tiny fella. He's, I don't know. He's not real like tall.
I think he's 71 now.
Yeah, I think he just turned 71. But he looks good for his age. I mean, he doesn't really look 71.
But he's a natural born performer. He's very good.
And you can definitely tell he has his New York accent.
He was born in was it the Bronx or Brooklyn? I can't remember, the Bronx or Brooklyn.
He lives in Manhattan.
Divorced?
Yes.
Phone lines are open if you have anything to say, 740-751-4038. Well, here's an interesting thing for the current events portion of the program. Police Chief Jay McDonald this week said in the Marion Star, or I think he was speaking somewhere and the Marion Star just took the quote, that Marion has a self-esteem problem, not a crime problem. That was a quote from the police chief. I think he's right.
So, what do you think is wrong with Marion's self-esteem?
Well, I think we're down on ourselves. I don't think we promote the good things very well.
So how can we fix that?
I don't know, because I'm not sure who broke it. But there was a generation somewhere that decided that they were going to be very negative toward the city itself. And I think it's caused a major problem.
So what generation is that? Our generation?
I don't know. I tried to explain this a few weeks ago, that there was a generation it would have been President Harding's generation that obviously was very proactive in Marion. Then the generation that came behind them was very proactive and kept things going. And then something happened. People kind of got, I don't know if it was greedy or if they got disinterested in the community itself, and they stopped putting stuff back into the community, and they got more absorbed into themselves than the community. And I think that's caused a lack of promotion in the community.
I'm not really sure. I mean, like, we drove through downtown tonight, and Amato's was busy. They looked really busy. So, I mean, it didn't really seem like anything else was going on.
Well, I think we've got a lot of good things in the town. I think we focus on downtown. But I think, I mean, we've got 95 here, which is constantly busy. We've got two colleges. We've got the dorms, which stay very busy. We've got five school districts that are all very good, from what I can tell. I think we don't concentrate on the good things. We tend to concentrate more on the bad things. People will see something and they'll go, well, only in Marion. There's not that attitude in Delaware or Upper Sandusky or places like that.
Well, maybe things like that just happen more in Marion.
I don't think they do. I think we point them out more in Marion. I think we're much harder on ourselves, which I think is what the police chief is saying when he's talking about a self-esteem problem.
I think there's a Only in Marion page.
There you go. We're very good at making fun of ourselves. And there's nothing wrong with having a sense of humor, but sometimes it can go a little too far.
Right.
What do people think about this? 740-751-4038. Are we too hard on ourselves in Marion? I mean, you know what's funny? It's the people who live here who make fun, which is kind of strange to me because you chose to live here. You think you would want to promote the city that you live in, which is what people do in other cities, like Delaware, Upper Sandusky, Bucyrus. They don't seem to have these problems.
Does Marion still have the, like, Convention and Visitors Bureau?
Yeah, they do, but I don't know if they're a big promoter of self-esteem.
I don't ever see anything from them.
I don't know. I don't know what became of them.
I don't know what they do.
Somebody's out there. Well, here's an interesting fact. Nothing to do with Marion. But there is a study that 63% of people believe that a dead family member is giving them signs. And 1 in 4 people believe that a dead family member is guiding them through life. What do you think?
Well, I think, I'll tell you, after my dad died, I'm telling you, we found a monarch, what do you call it? Now I can't remember. But the shell that they're in, what am I trying to say? What do you call it?
Cocoon?
Yeah, it's a cocoon, but it's not called a cocoon, it's called something else. But I found that and watched the monarch butterfly come out. And that was after my dad died. And my dad always liked the monarch butterflies. He would plant, milkweed. He had all these milkweed plants out, like seeds, but I think before he passed away, he had gone out to the pasture and just, like, threw a bunch of seeds up in the air to, they landed and planted, like, all over the barnyard. So, unfortunately, when we mow, we have to mow over them, but there are a lot along the fence, so.
So, what would be your explanation for that?
That was my dad.
So, does that fall into the category of you're getting a sign from them?
Yeah, a sign.
Or you feel they're guiding you in life?
No, I think that would be a sign.
So you fall into the 63%.
Yeah. Yep.
See, I don't know that I've ever gotten a sign.
None?
No. Not from anybody I know that's dead.
I mean, I don't know too many, like, dead people.
I don't know. You know, has anybody had a moment like this? 740-751-4038. See, I wonder if it's wishful thinking or if it is true. I don't know. Could be.
I think it's a sign. Do you think if, like, a bird hits your window 3 times, somebody's going to die?
Have some birds been hitting your windows?
No, thank heavens, but...
No, I've never heard that.
Is it if a bird hits your window 3 times, somebody in your family's going to die?
No, I don't... I've never had a bird hit a window 3 times.
Oh. Yeah, that does happen.
Now, what's the significance of that?
I don't know. It's probably just a superstition.
I don't know. Well, I can't deny that this is true, but I just haven't had it be the case. I don't think I've ever gotten a sign from a person who's went on to their reward, and I don't know that anybody is guiding my life. I'm not sure what that even entails. Like, everything you do is being guided by somebody who is no longer here?
Yeah, I don't see that. I think people do get signs that their loved ones are around.
Isn't it okay, though, just to, like, go on and not do anything? Like, rest.
Well, I mean, we don't know what happens. I mean, you know, you only die once.
Yeah, I've heard you only die
once.
We
don't know what happens when you die that one time.
No, we don't know what happens. But I always wonder, now, when you go wherever you go, like I was talking earlier on today about President Harding. Now, are his mistresses there?
Maybe.
See, because that's not going to be a very happy get-together if the mistresses and the ex-wife and are the current wife. And, you know, the marriage vows are till death do you part.
Well, they've already departed.
Right. So are you not married anymore?
Nope.
It's all over.
All over.
Well.
Once you depart, poof.
That freed up the president.
Yep. So, see, he's free to roam around.
Well, is anybody out there being guided? Well, maybe this is somebody who's being guided by somebody from the hereafter. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I'm going to try to help you figure this out, whether or not you've had a sign.
All right.
Now, have you ever been doing something and thought to yourself after it was over that you probably shouldn't have done that, but you didn't get hurt?
Not that I can think of.
Now, you think about it. There are times when somebody is watching over you in something that you've done where you probably shouldn't have been doing it, and everything turned out okay. Whether you be in a car, whether you're on a bike, whether you're doing something around the house, climbing a ladder.
Well, I'm all for somebody watching over me. I don't mind it. I just don't know that I've ever had a sign that it's happening.
You've had a sign. You just didn't notice it.
Well, how
just
do you
like
know
Angie
which
was talking about the butterflies in Charlie.
Right.
See, that's a sign.
But how do we know? I have several dead relatives. How do I know which one it is?
When you see something like that, it instantly reminds you of somebody. And then that's the sign. But you have to believe it. I mean, you can't just say, well, that's a coincidence, because it probably wasn't a coincidence. It was that person, and that person could be the one looking over you.
Now, I've read obituaries that remind me of people.
Well, I've heard obituaries that remind me of people.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I've ever had an event and it was near death or something, and then I thought of somebody else.
I bet you have.
Well, if not, I'll look forward to it.
Yeah, you start paying attention a little more, and I'll bet you see something. And I can barely hear you over the phone, and I got my phone turned up as loud as it'll go.
Now, have you had one of these experiences?
I do. I'm sitting around in my house. I'll give you an example. I'm sitting around in my house. Nobody in my house smokes. My mom smoked, and my brother smoked. And I'll be sitting around, and all of a sudden, I'll smell cigarette smoke. And there's nobody in my house smokes. So there's no smoke smell in my house. But all of a sudden, I will smell cigarette smoke. And it's either my mom or my brother or both of them.
Now, do you ever know why they're there?
Just looking over me, looking, you know, making sure everything's okay.
Well, that's good to know. I mean, I don't deny it, but it's an interesting subject. I'm just surprised that so many people have believed this. That's what surprises me, that the numbers are so high.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you got to have something to believe in, and, you know, that's what, it's just something, you get a feeling. That's all it is. You just get a feeling. Something will happen, and you'll just get a feeling. It's like, you know, my grandpa still looks after me, because there's lots of things I've done where I should have got hurt and never got hurt, and I solely believe my grandpa is looking after me. And my mom looks after me. My mom looks after my grandchildren. It's just a feeling you get. You see something, and you're like, boom, you know, there it is. It's like a realization.
Now, if something bad happens, do we assume that maybe they took a day off?
I know this is a local...
You could, but, you know, it could be that they just let it happen.
That's,
but it wasn't enough to kill you. I mean, you might have got hurt, but it wasn't enough to kill you.
Live
we're all
to tell
still
the
here.
Well, hey, I thank you for calling.
Okay.
All right, and again, phone lines are open. Have you ever had one of these signs from the great beyond? 740-751-4038.
I know why you haven't had any.
Why is that?
Because you lack in the feelings department.
I lack in the feelings department.
Yeah. Like, emotions, feelings.
Now, where am I lacking?
Like, you don't have any.
Oh, well, that... So it's not so much a lack. It's just a complete nothing.
Kinda.
Oh, well, you're going to have to explain that. Go ahead, caller.
I want to know more about this.
About what?
Like, them watching over you. Because I don't want my relative, like, watching me poop or something like that. Can they see you at all times?
Maybe that's a sign.
I'll put a do not disturb sign on my bathroom. Like, I don't need any protection while I'm in here. Thanks anyway.
So I take it you've never had one of these signs.
Okay, here's the deal. I have never had any signs from anybody that, like, died that I was close to. So I've never seen a ghost, but I'm almost 100% sure that I met an angel once.
You met a who?
An angel.
Oh, now do tell. You can't just leave that door wide open.
That's a big, long story, and I don't put everything out there for everybody because if somebody laughs and says, oh, you just made that up, or I don't believe that, it'll make me mad. Because I know it's real, and I know it happened.
Well, no, now, what, I mean, did this look like a person, or,
it was a person. It was a man. And, it even says in the Bible, be careful to entertain strangers, because some have entertained angels unaware by doing so. So, and I can say without pretty much without the shadow of a doubt, I know I met an angel.
Well, let me ask you this. How did you know it was an angel?
He was able to tell... Okay, first of all, he was able to tell me about... Okay, so I was... I'll just say I was in the service industry at the time, and he was a regular customer, and I just knew him from work. He didn't know anything about, like, my private life or whatever. And he was able to tell me about an event that happened the night before. And I don't even know if the guy would have known my first name if I wasn't wearing a name tag. So how he knew, like, all the details. And I said, like, when he told me what he knew, but I don't know how he knew, my blood ran cold, and I said, I got to know how you knew that. A feather could have knocked me over when he said what he said. And he said, there's nothing special about me whatsoever. I'm just someone that God speaks to from time to time, and he'll lay things on my heart to tell people, and you need to know that. And then he told me what it was that God wanted me to know. But he knew details about a certain thing that happened to me the night before that there was no possible way. No possible way that he could have known.
Now, is he still with us?
I don't know. I don't have that job anymore. But there, I've thought about that quite a bit. That was, almost 20 years ago. And I've thought about that a lot since then. He was elderly, so I wouldn't be surprised. He's probably in his 70s. I wouldn't be surprised if he's not with us anymore. But, I mean, that literally, and when I worked at that place, every time he would come in there, every time thereafter, they would like tease me and say, there's your angel, there's your angel.
Now, was he able to help you?
What he told me was that he didn't know the exact reason, but that, because I had a brush with death. It was like a car accident type thing. And he said, you just need to know that your life was spared for a reason.
What was the reason?
Still trying to figure it out. Maybe it was just so I could drive the bus and aggravate you, Scott.
Hey, did you hear they're giving away 2.5 fruitcakes over at the church tomorrow?
I'll be there with those on.
No, I don't know. I do think that everybody's life has a purpose, but I don't know if people know what the purpose is.
Yeah. Well, I do know that it says, I'm not real good at, like, quoting scripture verbatim, but I know it says that you're supposed to be careful to entertain strangers because, and so by doing, some have entertained angels unaware.
That's interesting.
I guess it just depends on where your faith is, what you believe in, and I'll tell you one thing, though, that's a challenge, I guess might be the word. Find someone who's a Christian and ask them, why do you believe in God? And don't tell me that, well, that's how I was raised. And see if they can provide you with an answer, because I can.
Because of the angel.
Yes. Yeah, he knew details, specific details, that literally me and my kids were the only ones in the car when that happened. And when that guy pulled out in front of me, and I was on a backcountry road, like there was nobody around. So how would he have known that?
He just came in and started, pontificating about this?
Okay, so we were talking, I was running a cash register, and he said something about angels. And he said, you know, a lot of people don't believe in angels. And I turned around to get his cups. I worked at Burger King there. Are you happy? I turned around to get his drink cups. I was running the front cash register. And I said, I believe in angels, especially after last night. And he interrupted me, and he said, I know, that would have been a nasty car wreck, wouldn't it? And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Like, literally a feather could have knocked me over. And I had a bunch of customers in line, so I didn't, I had to keep going and checking people out. But they dined in, him and his wife, and once everyone was gone, I was like, oh, no, you don't. And I motioned him over the counter, and I said, I got to know how you knew that. Like, there was literally just my kids in the back seat, and they were just babies at the time, and it was just me. And I was out on my way to Lake Rue in the middle of nowhere, so I need to know how you, even though that I own a car, I even drive. I mean, you don't know anything about me. I'm just somebody that's running this cash register. I don't know you from Adam. I mean, they were regular customers, but other than knowing what he wanted to order from Burger King, like, I wouldn't know anything about him and vice versa. And that's when he explained to me, he said, there's nothing special about me whatsoever.
Now, what God did he order?
Placing.
What did he order?
That was like 20 years ago. I think it was like Whopper Juniors and they got the senior discount.
Well, it's good that the Angels get the discounts. I think that's nice.
And right, because if anybody deserves the discount, it's the Angels. I agree.
You know, you've made me go into the recesses of my mind now, and I do have a story now.
I'll bet you've met an angel or two.
Well, no. Here's what happened.
One sitting right there beside you. Hi, Angie.
Hi.
Well, that's true.
Angie, have you ever met an angel?
Although she told me I had no emotions a second ago. She said I was emotionless.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess it just depends, like I said, what you've experienced, what you believe.
Well, here's what happened. You tell me what you think. Okay, I was working in a secondhand clothing store when I was like 17 years old. And I was working with an older lady. We were both standing up behind the register. And somebody came up to buy their clothing, and, you know, it was one of those old registers, and I was punching in the buttons. And what happened was I dropped her money on the floor. So I bent down to pick her money up, and when I did, the lady who was working with me beside me hit the register, the total button, and the drawer came out. So when I came back up, I hit the drawer, and I heard bells. You think that could be an holy experience?
What am I going to do with you?
What had happened?
I don't know. I mean, it's all, like I said, it's all in that. There's probably people laughing hysterically right now thinking I've, like, been drinking or something. I mean, it doesn't matter if other people believe you as long as you know, like, what you believe in your heart. You know what I mean?
Oh, hey, you know what? I never question anybody's belief system, because I think when you think that you are the end-all, be-all in this life and nothing is over you, I think that's a problem. I think those people
right.
have a little bit of a problem.
I mean, it's kind of nuts.
But other than that, I don't remember any experiences, but I do remember that was... Bells galore.
I mean, what do you make of it? What's your interpretation of it?
Well, my interpretation was never stand behind somebody who's got itchy fingers and gets on the keypad and opens up a drawer when you're bent down on the floor trying to pick up somebody's money.
Yeah.
But now that I look back on it, I think, well, maybe that was a sign.
A sign for what?
Maybe.
Well, put a sign on that drawer. Don't open when somebody's under it. I don't know. I can't remember any holy signs that I've ever had.
You well, know I mean, what? It's I not get, like this. It's not like a touched by the angel, touched by an angel over here, and I'm having signs left, right, and center. I just really remember that. I mean, if you met a complete stranger and they were able to tell you explicit details about something that happened to you and you didn't know them from Adam, wouldn't you be, like, thinking, what in the world?
I'd probably have them arrested for identity theft.
I don't worry about identity theft. Nobody's going to want this stack of bills.
Here's what I do know, though. When I walk into church on Christmas Eve, I always feel something.
Try the Holy Spirit.
Well, here's one for you. I got one more story. Now, maybe this was a sign. Now, I was at church on Christmas Eve. Now I went to St. Mary's at that time, and I guess I still do occasionally. And I got there late for midnight mass. And it was, you know, it's very full. Midnight mass is very full. So I went in, and you have to, like, line the sides of the church. You don't get to sit in a pew if you come late. So I was on the side wall there, and it's very quiet. Even though it's a very big room, it's very quiet when you pray. So it got to be time to pray. And if you've ever been to St. Mary's, you get your praying stool down. If you're in a seat, your kneeling post, and you bend down on one knee. Well, when you're against the wall, you don't have a kneeling post. So it got time to pray on Christmas Eve, the most holy day of them all, midnight mass, and it came time to pray, and the room got very silent, and everybody went down on one knee, and I went down on one knee, and there was a big metal grate vent in the floor, and I bashed my knee on that thing, and I said,
ow.
And I said, oh, dear Lord. And then I realized where I was, and I said, have a blessed Christmas. You know, so I covered it up.
Well, that was a good save.
Well, I tell you, I think that was a sign. I think the sign was, don't come late, and or I'm going to paralyze you from the knees down.
Yeah, I've been in St. Mary's plenty of times, and that is such a beautiful sanctuary. And, yeah, a Catholic mass is definitely, you could hear a pin drop in there.
I'll tell you something else. The Catholics, they know how to do a funeral.
Pack a lunch.
Oh, I tell you, they really get it going, and it's very, you know, they swing the incense around. I mean, it's a big deal.
Well, no one likes the radio hog, so have a good show, Scott.
Huh?
I said nobody likes the radio hog, so I'm going to let you go, but have a good show, Scott.
Thanks for calling.
Toodles. Bye.
Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Have you been touched by an angel? Have you been spiritually connected to somebody? Are you part of this 63% that believe a dead person is giving you signs? Or 1 in 4 people that believe that a dead family member is guiding you in life?
So I have a perfect song about angels.
Oh,
and you know what it is? It's called, which I'm sure the majority of people know what song this is. It's called Angels Among Us by Alabama. The best song.
Oh, I've heard that.
Yeah. It's a very good song. It'll make you cry. Well, not you, but...
No, wait, let's go back to this, because that's where we were. Now, what do you mean, I'm emotionless?
Well, I mean... I know we've discussed this before, but you wouldn't cry if I die, or...
Well, you haven't died. I don't know if... I can't say
well,
that
you're not
sure.
Going to cry.
Well, how do you know?
Well, because you don't cry if anybody dies. You're like, oh, okay.
Well, I don't see death as a bad thing. I guess maybe that's the difference. I see death as kind of a release. Everybody's going to die. So I just think, well, okay, now they know what's going on. Kind of like they know the secret now.
Yep.
So I don't know why it's so depressing. Death does not have that effect on me.
I mean, just not, like, I mean, if your best friend forever passes away and now you no longer have your BFF, I mean, wouldn't you be a little bit sad? I mean, to not have that, you know, partner in crime that, you know, you're always with?
Well, I mean, you're not going to go at the same time. So somebody's got to go first.
Well, I mean, unless you were in a car accident or something like that.
I don't know. I've just never had the reaction to death that people seem to have. But I don't think that makes me emotionless. I have a lot of emotion toward people.
Okay.
Like, I get very... There's a lot of people that I care a lot about. There's a lot of people that I, you know, think are great. So I think that's an emotion. I just don't think I have sorrow.
Sorrow.
Yeah, I almost, you know, I don't know. I don't like pity. I think that's an emotion. I don't like sorrow. I like things to be upbeat. I like things to be... I don't like when things are down.
Well, I mean, does anybody?
No, but I really try to avoid it. I don't let bad events get me down.
Well, I mean, I know you have to try to make the best of them, but...
Well, I just look back. Usually when somebody goes, I think, wow, I had fun with them. And I always think to myself, if somebody would have came to me however many years I knew that person and said, well, you get this many years with that person, or you get no years with that person, I'd probably take the amount of time I had with them. I think being sad is a reflection of how much fun you had with them. So that's a happy time.
A happy time when you're sad?
Well, no, that you had such a good time with that person. It shows that your life had some kind of good meaning.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I guess everybody grieves differently.
Well, this is why I have said no funeral, no visitation, no graveside service.
I'm going to have that guy, the priest, come and do that swingy thing over your casket.
Well, yeah, I'll take that.
Okay.
But I don't want people around.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah,
Can I watch? See, he doesn't even want me to watch.
What, do you want to take a picture?
Well, yeah. Post it on Facebook.
Oh, no. See, I wouldn't even want an obituary. I don't want any of that.
Well, obituaries are expensive these days.
There you go.
I mean, you gotta have some dough to print an obituary.
I don't know. Does anybody believe this is not true? We've had everybody say it is true. Do you believe that a dead person is sending you signs?
Hey, do you remember, you know, back in the day, we worked at the same place. And
I remember that well.
No, you don't remember it at all. But anyway, this...
I don't think that's true.
Yeah, it is.
This, no, I remember working there.
Okay, well, this guy came in, and he always said that he was Jesus. He claimed he was Jesus. Do you remember this guy?
He was probably just trying to get a free cookie.
Do you remember this guy?
No, I don't. I don't remember Jesus coming.
Oh, yes.
I think I would have remembered that.
No, Jesus came into the restaurant.
My.
Yes. But.
Well, what was he, Jesus?
Well, I don't know. He kind of looked like him, you know. He had the beard. I mean. I don't know.
Came in for dinner every night, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Where was I?
You were probably right there. You probably just didn't know he was Jesus.
I didn't know he was Jesus. You're probably right. I didn't read his name tag. Hello, my name is Jesus. Oh, no.
I swear.
This wasn't a problem for you that this guy was saying he was Jesus?
Well, no, I mean... You know, you just go along with whatever. But, no, we were talking in the car earlier today that I was telling Scott that people drive like maniacs on 309. And we were driving on 309 earlier, and I was telling him about the time that I almost died in the car. I thought I was going to die because a car was like playing chicken with me. This other car was trying to pass three other cars. And, well, he ran out of time, and here I was. So, I panicked. Well, I must not have panicked too bad, because I got over, and this car ended up going in between. There was, like, three cars on the road. Like, I was going one direction and two cars were going the other direction. Like, he went in between the two of us on the outside. It was so scary. So, I think an angel was watching over me that day because I thought I was going to die. No. I don't know. I mean, no clue. Could have been my grandma. Somebody was watching over me. That was scary.
You know, last year during the fruitcake toss, I had a near-death experience.
Oh, did you?
I certainly did.
I can imagine what you're going to say.
Well,
Somebody tossed a fruitcake, and it came...
A little to the left.
Oh, a little to the left. It came inches within hitting me in the head, and I'd have been done, dead, out, like a light. Thank God I moved, and it blew past me, and it hit the front of a semi and blew up the radiator.
See, I think you had an angel watching you over that night.
Thank goodness.
Well, mine was almost there. Mine was almost to the left also.
That fruitcake toss is quite an event.
So?
Well, I don't know. It's been an interesting hour. We got a whole nother hour to go. But the conversation has all been about 63% of people in America believe that a dead person is giving them signs. And 1 in 4 people believe that a dead person, family member, is guiding their life.
Yeah. I don't know about the whole guiding your life. But, I mean, I think your loved ones appear at certain times.
I think my loved ones must be busy.
Busy?
Busy.
Hmm.
Like, when I go to the hereafter, when I go on to my reward...
You're not going to send, like,
no, I,
butterflies
no,
down
no,
or...
No. I think being dead is kind of its own, you know...
Dead?
Yeah, hey, you're dead, and it's time to relax now.
Hmm. Well?
You know how I want to go? I want to say, I won't be back after this short break. And then that'll be all.
Like, you want to die on the radio?
Sure. I've died many times on the radio, so why not do it for real ones?
Well, your heart's in good shape, so...
Yeah, the heart's still pumping.
We don't have to worry about that.
The heart's still pumping.
Your heart's pumping better than my heart.
It's all still... Everything's still percolating. But, you know, I do think... I don't know. It's an interesting thing. I don't disbelieve it, but I'm not sure I believe it either because I've never seen it. So, if you believe, you believe. If you don't believe, you don't believe. But, hey, listen to Coast tonight, and you'll hear about, you know, all these people who have seen the hereafter.
Oh, YouTube, Alabama, Angels Among Us.
I'm getting a sign, and I'm not sure who the dead person is, but they're saying we're going to break. And we'll be back in 15 minutes.
WWGH Radio, LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. For former coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes, Jim Tressel.
You know, it's interesting because everybody knows the story, obviously, of what happened there. But when that all was going down, because that's a rough period, that's a rough year. And, you know, as it comes out in Sports Illustrated that, you know, these emails were flying around on April